I pushed on in my conversation with my higher self, who I'm calling L, and asked, "What is the gift of my aloneness?" And this time my answer came as a stream of questions. Did the loss of your intimate relationship not force you to reclaim your projections and encounter many hidden aspects of yourself? In the process, healing by loving all of your being and teaching you how to give unconditional love to others? And did this not make you a better healer as well as a more peaceful human being? Has your aloneness not provided the quiet and the motivation you needed to go within and commune with me? This I heard from both L and God itself. From that communing, have you not experienced bliss, physical, emotional, and spiritual, reliably and repeatedly? Have you not felt the embrace of ascended masters, angels, and beings of all realms and dimensions, and known the purity of love as it resides in your own heart? Have you not co-created a community of souls around the world, bringing peace and healing to earth? And have you not felt their hearts beating with yours, their laughter and tears, their very breath and life energy surging in your own body? Has your lack of partnership in work not forced you to realize your abilities and capacities as a business leader? To know in your gut that there is nothing you cannot do in this area, to commit to mastery of your field and to grow stronger and more confident with every step on this journey? Have your clients not been your lovers as well, with an abundance of unimpeded, unconditional love passing between you and them in each and every session? Has your daughter not come to know you as a model of womanhood, as someone she can count on and take inspiration from, as a fountain of love for her? All of these are the fruits of what you have thought of as a handicap. If you wish, continue to the fourth and final part.